This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Illinois Department of Agriculture has named a fifth-generation Central Illinois farmer, Harold Wilkin, the winner of the annual R.J. Vollmer Award for Sustainable Agriculture for 2015. Wilkin, together with his wife Sandy and son Ross, are the proprietors of Janie's Farm, which is based in Danforth, Illinois. The farm's name honors Harold and Sandy's daughter Janie, who was killed in a car accident in 2001. Janie's Farm produces corn, soybeans, wheat, oats, pumpkins, black beans, alfalfa, and popcorn and seed corn. Most of the 2,370 acres Wilkin farms are USDA certified organic, with 370 acres in second year transition and 100 acres in first year transition. Harold Wilkin began farming 33 years ago and credits his first landlady, 82-year-old Ivadel DuBois, with trying to get him to just say no to chemical herbicides, insecticides, and fertilizers. In 2003, when Harold began transitioning his first field, which was just 33 acres, to organic, he quickly saw the benefits to the soil and to his bank account. Not only were his input costs much lower, but he was making far more money per bushel with the premium prices on organic grains. But to Harold, the community and health benefits are even more important than the financial benefits. He says because more eyes and hands are needed on a diverse organic operation, he's been able to hire more and more people. Wilkin said the first thing he learned after he started to transition to organic is that there are a lot of landowners who want their fields farmed organically. He said he's been shocked at the number of people who have contacted them wanting to do this. Wilkin is proud that his nephew, as well as his son Ross, who graduated from the U of I in 2013, now work full-time on the family farm, and he says his goal when he walks away is to have more people working the land. Yesterday, Secretary of Health and Human Services Sylvia Burwell and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack released updated nutritional guidelines that encourage Americans to adopt a series of science-based recommendations to improve how they eat, to reduce obesity, and prevent chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease. The specific recommendations fit into five overreaching guidelines, and they suggest to follow a healthy eating pattern across the lifespan. Eating patterns are the combination of foods and drinks that a person eats over time. Focus on variety, nutrient-dense foods, and amount. Limit calories from added sugars and saturated fats, and reduce sodium intake. Shift to healthier food and beverage choices, and support healthy eating patterns for all. The 2015 to 2020 Dietary Guidelines for Americans is available online at dietaryguidelines.gov. With all of the rainfall we've been seeing lately, you might be wondering if you've lost your fall applied nitrogen. Resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water District, Chris Reynolds, sat down with me to discuss the large rainfall and what it could mean for your operation.
We have seen a lot of rain lately in this area. A lot of water has been draining from the fields. We've got, you know, throughout the past year, the nutrient loss reduction strategy has been a very hot topic that's been being discussed. What are your thoughts as to all this rain that we've been seeing and with nitrogen leaching and things like that? Any concerns or...
Well, I think there's a lot of concerns out there with the landowners and with farmers. I mean, we saw, I think, 8+ inches of rain, depends on the area that you were in. But, I mean, that's a huge amount of rainfall in a short period of time. And also at the time of the year, you know, in December, where not a lot of the ground is covered. We had a very good fall farming season where a lot of work was able to get done, but a lot of the ground is unprotected during that time of the year. So there's a lot of concern there from the erosion standpoint of things. And one of the things I'd, you know, like to emphasize about practice maintenance, you know, we've built a lot of basins, terrace systems over the years that have tile inlets. And so I encourage, you know, landowners with those things on their property to go out and check on those things when they have time, maybe when the ground freezes up, make sure those risers are clear so that when we get the next rainfall event, we won't have more damage done. But most of our practices are only designed for about a little over a 4-inch rain in 24 hours, so they're not designed to handle this type of rainfall event. And so it's very common that most of those practices were probably over their limits, probably went over and different things like that. So very important to look at those things coming into this spring to make sure if you've got some things that need fixed up that they get fixed up promptly so they don't get any worse going into the next rainfall event.
And when we think about rain, something that's been becoming more and more popular, you've seen more of it recently, is people are tiling their fields to help drain that water. And we had actually talked beforehand. I had some questions. There's some newer systems, too, I believe called a controlled drainage system. So could you just touch on a couple of those and kind of explain how they work?
Yeah, there's a lot of tiling going on and over all throughout Illinois. And, you know, we would not be where we're at today production-wise if it wasn't for the tiling systems that we've put in place over the last 100 years. And so I think tile is very important. There's been a lot of new studies with drainage water management structures and basically, you know, utilizing that water a little better, not letting it leave the field, not letting it leave the tile system during times when there's not a crop growing. So that's one of the new practices that's kind of gaining some momentum. Also, a lot of the edge of field practices to control the nitrate runoff from the tile line systems. The saturated buffers are something that's kind of picking up some steam, and also the bioreactors, where you actually have a wood chip type system in place along with the drainage water management structure to help filter some of that out before it enters into the drainage ditch or to the creek. And we talk about nitrogen loss because of the huge rainfall events that we had in December, and that seems to be a concern with a lot of farmers. Did I lose my nitrogen, you know, that I put on this fall? And there's basically two different ways that we lose our nitrogen: denitrification and leaching. And fortunately, the soil temperatures were low enough, we probably didn't have a whole lot of denitrification going on. But on the leaching side of things, you know, most of the nitrogen that was applied as anhydrous ammonia, most of that would be tied up, and basically it had to convert to nitrate to be lost throughout the process of nitrification. And how much of that was converted is going to be based on the timing of your application. So if you basically the new rule is the soil temperature needs to be under 50 degrees before applying anhydrous in the fall. If you kind of stuck to that, your losses should be pretty minimal as far as it goes today. And if you used a nitrogen inhibitor, that slows that process of nitrification as well. But for the most part, our soil temperatures at the time of that rainfall event were fairly low. So that biological activity there was not a whole lot of biological activity going on at the time.
So overall, doesn't sound like there's too much to be worried about as long as you applied that with the lower soil temperatures.
Yeah, I think we need to look at, you know, making sure in the fall that soil temperature is below 50. Also, you know, here in Montgomery County, a lot of times we've always thought of Route 16 as kind of the dividing line for fall applied nitrogen and kind of sticking to that because of the soil difference from the north side of Route 16 to the south side.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.